The latest numbers for Arkansas's battle against COVID-19 include 11 additional deaths and 752 new cases statewide. 453 Arkansans have now died from the virus, and there are now more than 6,200 active community cases in the state. 11 counties reported at least 20 new cases in the most recent monitoring period, including 81 new cases in Sebastian County, 51 in Benton County, and 41 in Washington. There were more tests administered in the last 24 hours than the previous days, more than 7,200. That brings this month's testing total to more than 188,000. At today's press briefing, Governor Asa Hutchinson says he's pleased with increased testing, but says he's not pleased with the overall positivity rate in Arkansas.
This is not good, and I will acknowledge that. We have a lot of work to do here. We're at the right at the 10% level, which is CDC recommendation, but that's too high. We want it lower.
Much of today's press briefing was devoted to the fall slate of extracurricular activities at schools, including football. The governor says practices can begin Monday, but for football, the first week of practices will be no contact but with helmet practices. The governor says he's asking for a plan as August unfolds.
I'm also asking the AAA, Arkansas Athletic Association, to submit a plan to the Department of Health to have football, volleyball, and cheerleading this fall. That will allow the Department of Health to review and develop the guidelines for mitigating the virus risk associated with contact sports. Further, I'm announcing today that I'm establishing a high school sports advisory group to make recommendations to me and to assist the Department of Health in the best practices for protecting the student athletes and school personnel.
As of now, the state plans to start autumn sports seasons as originally scheduled. Governor Hutchinson says there will be plenty to learn between now and then.
We will learn what adjustments need to be made, and we will improve our safety protocols. And let me emphasize that the Department of Health, led by Dr. Jose Romero, will continue its responsibility to provide and issue health guidelines. But this group of experts that I'm convening will serve in an advisory capacity to look specifically at how we can have fall sports in the safest manner possible. We want to consider every angle to protect our athletes, our cheerleaders, and our band members.
You can follow the latest developments with COVID-19 in Arkansas and COVID-19 in our region at our COVID-19 update page at KUAF.com.